This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Our guest today is Tara Haskins from AgriSafe Network, here to talk about evaluating personal health and well-being for Mental Health Awareness Month. Tara, farming, of course, is full of personal and professional challenges. What's the importance of Mental Health Awareness Month specifically for the ag community?
That's a great question. And I want to say Mental Health Awareness Month is an opportunity for us to focus on the importance of this aspect of health. But the reality is that AgriSafe programming has been working in mental health all year long and will continue to do so. Mental health is really vital to overall total farmer health. And unfortunately, the belief may still persist that mental health and physical health are not dependent on one another. And yet, that relationship can't be more connected. In fact, productivity in agriculture requires a sound mind and a body. And I think it's important to remember that when one or both of these are not functioning fully, your work and your business can suffer. Mental functioning, if you think about the body as a machine, your mental functioning is kind of what drives that machine. So for example, if on your farm production, if you have equipment that's not working properly and you ignore those signs and symptoms, then that could lead to more expense to fixing, you know, what's broken in your equipment. It could also lead to downtime for that equipment and eventually maybe equipment loss. So ignoring signs that your mental well-being needs a tune-up can result in time loss from running your production. It can result in increased healthcare expense, and eventually that may spill over into affecting your farm workers, as well as the people that you work so hard to care and provide for.
So what should we look for? What are some signs people may see in a loved one or themselves that indicate that they might be struggling?
So first I want to emphasize that mental distress can look very different from person to person with different ranges of severity and different levels of tolerance. But some real common things to look for are constant worry, inability to sleep, a change in appetite, which could result in weight loss. Irritability is really very common, particularly in men, when we're looking at things like anxiety, maybe, or depression. If someone looks tired or flat, they may anger easily. Avoiding conversations or isolating, and even a change in their appearance, because over time, that sort of self-care, you know, starts lacking. And I think it's important to also remember that people can start talking about regret, failure. So some of their conversations may give you these sort of subtle hints that someone is feeling hopeless or maybe even suicidal if they say things like, I'm a burden or a failure or cashing in, you know. So those sort of underlying phrases may have some very important meanings. The other thing I want to emphasize, particularly for agriculture, is that when you are mentally distressed, it can make you unsure, indecisive, distracted, and disorganized. And it's really interesting that your farm production can start to reflect the same feeling that that producer is experiencing. So the farm may not look like what it used to be, or the equipment may not be repaired, or you may see an increase in work injuries. And of course, you know, when someone's not sleeping well, or they're tired all the time, there's probably going to be sometimes an increased use of caffeine, or maybe even turning to alcohol or substances to calm anxiety and worry, or just numb those uncomfortable feelings. But over time, those short-term coping strategies can become long-term problems.
So what is the first step in getting help?
So if your worry, anxiety, or changes in your mood affect your ability to function most days of the week for at least 2 weeks or more, then I think it's pretty reasonable to consider getting help or seeking help from someone. For the individual that experiences some of those symptoms that I talked about, it's really important to understand that mental stress and distress leaves very little room in your brain for you to, number one, recognize how severe this is affecting you. And it also makes it difficult for you to be able to come up with some possible solutions. It's kind of like you have tunnel vision or you're feeling around in a dark room, you know, along the walls. So the resistance to seeking help is very common. That's a common thing that we see with individuals that need to get some help. And that can come from stigma or concerns about privacy. So I usually like to ask individuals if they're resistant to getting help. If this was happening to someone that you cared about or loved, what information or what would you share with them? And 9 times out of 10, they say, well, I would tell them they need to go get some help. Well, my question for them is always, if that answer is good enough for those you care about and love, then why is it not good enough for you? So those are just some sort of tips. You know, seeking guidance from a helping professional is certainly the step in the right direction. And a helping professional could be like your spiritual leader in your community, maybe your local healthcare provider or counselor. All of these helping professionals have different types of resources and skill sets and referral mechanisms to help you get the support and the strategies you need to fit your belief system in your own situation.
This is such an important issue. And you said one that many times people are reluctant to address. But as you pointed out, there are resources available mm-hmm. and where people can learn more about mental health and well-being, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've got 3 good suggestions for your audience. What a lot of people initially will do is they will search on the internet or, you know, put something in the Google text box. But AgriSafe recommends that you go to the National Library of Medicine for health information. And the reason why is because that information is evidence-based, research-based. There are no ads. It's all just free information for you. Medline Plus has a lot of good information if you have questions about maybe a specific mental disorder or medications. The one I love on their website is they have a great sheet on what does counseling look like, because that might be the big barrier if you're afraid to, you know, seek out a counselor. And so understanding what counseling really is and how that works can sometimes relieve some of that fear. And all of it's printable, and they've got a lot of great links. My second suggestion is I will say that CHS's investment in agricultural mental health has allowed AgriSafe to expand our mental health programming. So we have a lot of information that is geared toward agricultural producers, and it helps them understand what poor mental health looks like, why you should seek help early, and I cannot emphasize that more, you should seek help early, and some really good tips to kind of help you organize your information so that you can share it with your healthcare provider, because how clearly you share your story with your healthcare provider helps you both arrive at the best path to kind of get you back on track. Now, we are not a provider of mental health care, but we have a lot of information and resources on our website and Learning Lab. And then the last thing that I would like to suggest is that if in your local, with your local healthcare provider, you can always connect with them, because they're going to be a great resource for what services are in your area. They may have resources for telecounseling, teletherapy, and you should always contact your health insurance company and find out what your coverage is. And they could also probably direct you to who is on your plan to make that search so much easier.
That's Tara Haskins from AgriSafe Network. Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.